Now, let's go back. Last time we were talking about Bereishis was right before his Kodesh Adar. So, Kodesh Baruch Hu created the Bria, an entire Bria. Now, Yesh Mayayin, that's just... What does Yesh Mayayin mean? Means that there's nothing in this world previous to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when people want to confuse our view of creation with what is normally considered what they call today in very general terms the Big Bang, they're very, very different. Thank you very much, Rabbi. We'll begin. There's a big difference. Big Bang is a theory that everything was compressed into a very tight thing and then it exploded. But means there's always something. Yesh Mayayin means there's absolutely nothing. And because there's absolutely nothing, anything and everything that came into existence was from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is important on two different levels. Level number one, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought all the physical matter into this world. That's the very beginning of creation. It's Tohu Vavohu. And he brought all the laws of nature into this world. That's a part of it. Every day, Chok Nos Lo Yavo. That there's a law of gravity, there's a law of thermodynamics, there's laws of electricity, etc., magnetism. It's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu created matter together with laws. Everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Number one. Number two, HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates everything. But he did something else. He created it according to a blueprint called the Torah. That means the Torah was before creation. Torah being before creation, all the Bria was based on the Torah. So you can't come and judge the Torah from anything in the Bria. Nor can you say that the Torah doesn't fit human beings. Human beings were created with the Torah in mind. First the Torah, human being was created to be able to fulfill the Torah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu did stage by stage creation. Sixth day he created Adam HaRishon. And then he created Chava. First it says, Vayitza Hashem Elokim es Adam Ofam en Adama. We were created by a separate act of creation by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, means however HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the animal kingdom. The animal kingdom was created, the earth gave forth different forms of animal life. 10,000 types of animals, 15 types of animals, and from that developed. That really isn't too important to us, because it's not really relevant to how we're supposed to lead our lives. But what is relevant to how we lead our lives is when it came. So if the horse came from the dog, or the dog came from the horse, or the pig came from the turkey, or whatever, that's not really important to us. Many forms of animal life emerge from the earth, and many forms of animal life develop from other forms of animal life. That's all we know. The rest is really not important. what is important when it came to create the human being, there's a separate act of creation. The human being was to be the bearer and the carrier of a neshama. And being the carrier of a neshama, it cannot just be an extension of a regular animal. There may be similarities. We have a heart, lungs, etc. It requires a separate act of creation. Vayitza Hashem Elokim Asa Odom Ofo Meno Adoma Vayipach Ba'apov Nishmas Chayim Vayi Odom LeNefesh Chaya. Rashi says, he took this physical being and gave him a neshama, which we express with our intelligence and our speech. And we're different than animals in that sense. We have a neshama. And immediately it says, Vayita Hashem Elokim Gan Bi Eden Mikedem. Where was Adam HaRishon created? He was created on Har HaBayis. Rambam says that where it said he took earth. The earth was primarily from the Makom HaMizbeach, and that's why the Beis HaMikdash, the Makom HaMizbeach, has to be very exact. It's the exact place from which the earth was taken to create Adam HaRishon. Rambam says that's a Mesora B'yad Kol. That is a Mesora in which no one disagrees. So when people want to talk in terms of Torah is consistent with evolution, when it comes to the human being, Ram says this indisputable Masorah, Adam HaRishon was created on a specific day in history, all from an Adomah, from a specific place. There is no room anywhere in Torah at all for anyone to say that a human being sort of developed from the animal kingdom. But immediately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took him from Har HaBayis and put him in Gan Eden. Is Gan Eden a real place in the world? Well, the Torah, in order to show us that it's a real place in the world, gives us a very interesting geographic description. When Noah Yotzei Me'Eden LaHashus HaSagon, and a river came out of there, Misham Yiporeg, and from there it ran to four, and gives the names of four well-known rivers. It's a real place. So why did he put Adam HaRishon there? He put Adam HaRishon there. Vayikach Hashem v'sokim etzo Adam. Chayim b'gan Eden lo'avdo l'shono. So, Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, no Ma'amori Chazal said, Adam HaRishon was freed from anything in this world in an idyllic place to be able to devote his life exclusively to serving Kodesh Baruch Hu. Vayetzav Hashem Elokim Elo Odom Lemor, and he gave him a tzivui. Kol Eitz Hagan Ochol Tocho. You can't have total freedom in this world. That's what's destroying the United States, total freedom. Total freedom destroys itself. Life has with limitations. You can eat anything. But there are two things you can't have. Umeitz hadas tovara. Okay. Number one. And there is a very interesting Gemara in Megillah. Homan min haTorah minayin. Where's the remez to Homan in the Torah? It's Hamin Ha'etz. Hey, Mem Nun. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Adam HaRishon, did you eat from the Eitz Hadas? It's Hamin Ha'etz. Hey, Mem Nun. What's the connection between Adam HaRishon eating from the Eitz Hadas and Homan? Very simple. The basic Eitz Har of person, he wants everything with total freedom. What destroyed Haman? He had unbelievable money, unbelievable coven, The whole world's bombing. 127 provinces bombing Dantam, and there's one Jew who didn't bomb Dantam. What does Tal Haman say? I don't care about anything. As long as I can't have everything, it's not worth it. And that's what destroyed him. All the Rishon have everything. What destroyed him? He had everything, but he had limitations. The unwillingness to live with limitations. We'll see what that means. And then, at that point, he says, Lo tov heyot sodom levado. Es lo eise connecto. What does it mean, Lo tov? So, Gemara Yevamah says, Kala shori below, isha shori below tov. What does that mean? A human being would be all by himself. He'd be totally self-sufficient. He would never know the midah of tov. He'd never be able to develop himself as a human being. Human part of being a human being is realize you're dependent on another person. Another person's dependent on you. It's the midah hatov, giving and taking. Everything in life is a relationship of giving and taking. That's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create the world, that we are not as individuals self-sufficient as much as people like to think they are self-sufficient. And he made Chava but then it tells us no, Adam Arishin Ba'itzah Hashem Elokim in Adam HaKol Chayas HaSoda Skalof HaShemayim. He created all the entire animal kingdom. And Rabbi Rishon gave them names. What's a name? A name is the ability to see the essence of what this creature is all about, its purpose in the Bria. Adam Rishon was created with an understanding of the entire Bria, entire creation. He gave them names. And then created Chava, as I said before. It was taken from Adam and the Raven. And Bala Nefesh says, when it came to creating dogs, a male dog came from the ground, and a female dog came from the ground. A male horse came from the ground, and a female horse came from the ground. So why couldn't a male human being be created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu and a female? No. This is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create a situation defining what is natural, normal human life. Men and women are one unit, and they form one unit. Natural life is within a family. Forget all the craziness in the world today. And that's normal life. And more on Kedush and Dabbez in the basis, a man feels incomplete without his wife because something was taken from him. Marriages, the push to marriage is a feeling of incompletion. You get completed with when you form that natural, normal unit. And then, Vatomo Isha. Okay, and then we have the story of the Eitz Hadas. Vayu Shnei Marumim Ha'odo V'Ishto V'lo Yisvash Hashem. It tells us, and we have to understand that they had no clothes, and it didn't matter to them. Nochosh Hayaorum. Nochosh is a very specific type of animal. It's not all snakes, all serpents, no. Very specific type. The Kol Chayas HaSoda Eshuot HaShem Elokim, who's the most highly intelligent of all members of the animal kingdom. Means at that point in history, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a degree of intelligence to one member of the animal kingdom. But it's an animal. He lacks a neshama. We have intelligence, but he lacks a neshama. Now that is a very, very dangerous thing. So have intelligence, lacking a neshama, because there's no control on you. And you may have limitations, but you don't want to live with those limitations. Our neshama tells us there's the Yetzer Tov, there's the Yetzer Hara, there's right and there's wrong. Without a neshama, there's no right and wrong, it's just intelligence. And what does the Isha tell him? Not to eat it, we're not allowed to touch it, pentamusim. No, she was never told not to touch it. Other Mishnah told her he made a siyag around it. But when you make a siyag, you have to tell the person what's the ikka and what's the tofa. Sometimes people don't understand the distinctions between what's ikka in life and what's tofa in life. This is the main thing and things you do to protect it. They get confused. She got confused. He said, no. Kadosh Baruch Hu, he cooked up a whole theory how Kadosh Baruch Hu was jealous of human being. Here's some Kelohim, Yodei Tov V'Ra. We'll see what that means. Now, Kadosh Baruch Hu created the physical world and the spiritual world. There's a physical world, there's a spiritual world. Two separate worlds. And there's one part of the world that bridges both. That's the human being. He's a guf and a neshama. He bridges both. Now, what controls what? And what's for the purpose of what? And how's it supposed to balance the two? So the ideal world was, because we are at Tzelem Elokim, our purpose in life is throughout Tzelem Elokim. And we're supposed to use that Tzelem Elokim in order to take the physical world and use it to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The physical world does not justify itself. It's not the goal of creation. The goal of creation was a human being. But a human being with Tzelem Elokim. But till then, at this point of history, Kadosh Baruch Hu creates everything with a purpose. And what was the functional purpose then of the Yetzer Hara? The functional purpose of the Yetzer Hara was to know you can't have everything and there are limitations. Limitations. What was the problem in the Midbar with the Mon? Mon could taste like whatever you want. Whatever you want. Have the qualities of whatever you want. But there are five foods that it would have been unhealthy if people would have eaten it with those properties. It's no good for nursing women, pregnant women, whatever. So, it could taste like anything, the most delicious steak, whatever you want. But for the human beings' benefit, there are five foods it cannot be similar to. And what do they want? They made a whole revolution against Moshe Rabbeinu. We want everything. It has to taste like whatever. We want onions, we want garlic. Make a whole revolution against Moshe Rabbeinu. If it couldn't taste like onions and garlic or beets or watermelon or whatever. People want everything. So what did the woman see? On the one hand, she's told the yesod of life is you cannot have everything. The limitations. Live with limitations. Mention the Shmuz this week. Yalta, Eishes Rav Nachman says, for every food HaKadosh Baruch Hu created that's also, there's another food that has the exact taste and exact qualities as mutter. So what is Yalta trying to say? It's not HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want you this taste. No. You have to know this type with this mutter and this is also. There are limitations, there are controls in life. You cannot just live your life in an unlimited way. The purpose of the Yetzer Hara at that point of creation was tell human beings there are limits. You have to learn to live with a limit. It's not unlimited pursuit of whatever you want. What do most people find difficult with being shomator, being from the yesod of Torah is I have to machnea my rotzon to a higher rotzon. I want doesn't justify. Number one, after machnea my das to a higher das. I think.
You think?
Torah is different. People are unwilling to be machnia their das and their rots into a higher das and a higher rots. But Tere Isha, the woman saw. Now, everything in the physical world can be used for a spiritual purpose. So, what was the purpose of the Eitz Hadas? To tell people you have to live with limitations. But she saw there are three types of pleasure people have: physical pleasure. One, aesthetic pleasure. Sometimes people enjoy seeing something beautiful, hearing beautiful music, whatever. Aesthetic pleasure. Pleasure of beauty. And there's intellectual pleasure. You enjoy understanding something that was hard. But Tereish, what did the woman see? Kitov etzamacho. Had all the different types of pleasure. Physical, aesthetic, it would give her intellectual pleasure, she thought. Vatikach mi pirio. So, there is one part of the physical world that in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan at that point of history served a specific function, a very specific spiritual function. And what did the woman say? But I want it. I want to deny the spiritual function and use it because it gives me unbelievable pleasure. Pleasure for pleasure. So, physical world without serving its spiritual function and against its spiritual function. V'atocham iperia v'atocham. V'atiten gam li'ishim avayocham. V'atit pakachna. All of a sudden, as the Rambam says, Mar Nevuchim, they became very different human beings. And the way Reb Chaim Volozhin describes him, in Reb Chaim, it was like this. A person had a physical drive always. But the question is, who is the person? And he described it in a very simple way looking at it. Remember, many, many years ago, I had a friend of mine. He had an unbelievable type of cheeseburgers. This was like he would stand outside a tray for a restaurant, look at the cheeseburger. He said, you can't imagine the drive I have for cheeseburgers. And he would stand there, and then, no, but I can't have them. What was going on in his mind? I mean, what was going on in his mind was as follows. I want, but the Torah says no. But who is the I? But the Torah says, or your desire for the cheeseburger? The I was the desire for the cheeseburger. And what was outside of him was the Torah. And that was the pull, what's inside and what's outside of him. Chaim Volozhin describes what the Rambam says. That drive of pleasure became so much a part of me that was me and the Torah was the outside. It used to be just the opposite. No, Torah says no, but this is something that's pulling me from the outside. We became pleasure-seeking creatures, and that was part of our intrinsic life. And you see, Yesod goes straight throughout the entire Torah. When people want to pursue pleasure in an unlimited, unrestricted way, they destroy themselves and they destroy society. Society cannot sustain it. What was the story of the Dor HaMabul? Nikol Asher Bacharo. There was, when Noach was born, for reasons that we'll see, his unbelievable wealth came to the world. and a life of great ease. And what do people do with it? It was a mad pursuit of pleasure. They call Hashem a chara. So what is it? First, it begins with unlimited pursuit of permitted pleasure. Then it became Eshesish. The drives of pleasure can never satisfy. Be satisfied. You always want more. So when you finish all the permitted pleasures, you have to go to the unpermitted pleasures. And when you finish that, all the natural pleasures, it says Eshesish, the unnatural pleasures. When you finish that, and that still doesn't satisfy, the very unnatural pleasures, Mishka Behema. And that's what's destroying Western society today. And all of a sudden, that drive for pleasure became part of them. And all we'll discuss next week is they realized they had to get clothes on. What does the two have to do to each other? That we'll talk. Okay. Then they have to confront the Kodesh Baruch. Akbar gave them unlimited freedom. Whatever you want. But use it all for service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The physical world doesn't justify itself. Tzodek has a beautiful, he says, Ayek, on what madrega have you sunk? Used to be on that madrega, you're all the way down. Where are you holding on this one? What happened to you? He says, I have no clothes, and therefore. Now, the whole issue of clothing, tznius, Mirtz Hashem Blineta will discuss next week. Kadosh Baruch Hu told him. Vayom Adam, he said, did you eat from the Eitz Hadas? And Adam Rishon says, yes, she gave it to me. Medrash. The Medrash says, Adam Rishon was given a very difficult punishment. Cain did a much worse of ever. He killed his brother Hevel. You got less of a punishment. So the Medrash says, after Cain killed Hevel, and God gave his punishment, so other Marishan turned to Cain and said, why'd you get off so easy? Osisi tshuva. I took responsibility for what I did. Other Marishan refuses to take responsibility for it. It's her fault. Chava says it's his fault. But it's something called Bechira Chavshus. We're in charge of our lives. We have to take responsibility for anything, everything we do. We'll continue Mitzvah Shabbat next week.